Today I would like to talk about changing the things that we can change. How many know the Serenity Prayer? I think that is the gist of the message today. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. Courage to change the things I can. And the wisdom to know the difference. You know, it seems that at any one given point in life, we are faced with several challenges, right? Some things we can change, some things we cannot change. And I think when we start to focus on things that we cannot change, we get frustrated. And then when we do not focus on the things that we can change, we get depressed. So today's message and the challenge today is to look at our lives and see where do we still have room for us to be able to change things and to do that. Amen. The older I get, the more I realize that there's some things that I cannot change. For example, I don't think it is in my control to determine who the president of a country is. I can vote, but some things are beyond my control. And if I focus on that, it just breeds frustration in this conversation. So what things in your life do you think you have the power to change? I know one of the things is what's the series that's coming up, right?
Health.
Yeah. Health and wellness. To some degree, we do have the power to change.
Yes.
What else in your life do you think you have the power to change? Pardon?
Expenses?
Yes, finances are something that we can do. Marianne?
You have the power to change your mind.
That's right.
That is powerful.
Yeah.
Your mind. What else is in your control?
Wait.
Relationships. Absolutely. Yes.
That's right.
JD, you said something. What? Your weight?
That's when you change your mind.
Okay. All right, nice. So yeah, I think you all pretty much said what I have here. Health and wellness, money, initiating and maintaining relationships, time. For many people, especially when you have younger kids, some of that time is actually belongs to them and you don't have control over it. But as children grow older, you have more control over your time. Right? Time, the condition and devotion of our heart and mind, which Marianne talked about, and then our talents and abilities. Right? So, I want us to look at a story in the Bible. He said, these are Jesus' words. He said, "No one takes my life," he's talking about his life, "no one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father."
Amen.
So the same thing, so much power in choice. There is so much power in choice. At any given time, at any given season of your life, you have choice. When you do not use that choice that you have in your life, you get frustrated and distracted, and you lose focus. You and I are not accountable for what we do not have choice over. But we are accountable for what we have choice with at any given season in our life. And a woman was there. And so we're reading Mark 5, 25 to 34. It's a story of a woman who had an issue of blood. And I want us to look at it. Mark 5, 25 to 34. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. Because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. Immediately her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was free from her suffering. At once, Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" "You see, the people crowding against you," his disciples answered, "and yet you can ask, who touched me?" But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." How many people know this story? Yes, we do. So what was the situation? The situation was that this woman had an issue of blood. She had been bleeding for 12 years. She had spent all her money. She had gone to all the doctors that she thought could help her, but she did not find help. Finally, she had heard of Jesus, so she went and touched the hem of his garment, and she got healed. That's the summary of the story, right? What was in her control? Does anyone want to tell me? What was in her control so she made that choice?
Faith.
Faith, the decision, yes.
The decision to do that.
The decision to do that, to take that risk. And I want us to talk about that risk a little bit. For those of you who are Bible students, you're going to tell me what that risk was, okay? What was not in her control? Somebody tell me. Pastor John, what was not in her control? Tell us.
Yeah. She does that a lot. Uh-huh. What Jesus would do.
What Jesus would do. Okay. Farah?
That's her actual physical being of bleeding.
Yes. The condition she had, it was not in her control to change that. JD, what else was in her control? Was not in her control. There's no right or wrong answer, people. Just, and be prepared, because I will pick on you before you raise your hands.
If she was going to be able to touch him, because maybe they were like around him. Mm-hmm.
Yes, she did know if she was actually going to be able to touch him, because there was a huge crowd. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now we're going to talk about the risk. She took a risk. Why do we define it as a risk, Mary? Why was it a risk?
Because she was not to, according to the law, be able to be in a crowd or in a public, close to people because of this bleeding condition.
Yes.
So if she had been identified or recognized by the Pharisees or people that knew her, she could have pulled her out.
Exactly. So this is the history of that. When we read in the book of Leviticus, when a woman is in her period or is bleeding, she is not supposed to be around people. She's not supposed to go to church. And she's not supposed to touch anyone. Right? So she took her risk. And can you imagine what somebody's physical... What would her physical condition be if she has been bleeding for 12 months? Would she be strong or weak, Megan? Would she be strong or weak if she had been bleeding for 12 months?
Weak.
Did 12 years, sorry. Thank you. So she would be weak. So she was going to see this man in a huge crowd. She was physically weak. They found out that she was bleeding and in a gathering of people and touching a holy man, she could have been in trouble.
Stoned to death.
What else? And I may pick on you, so listen to this question. Is there anything else that could have made this decision a bad decision, a risky decision? No right or wrong answer, I just want you to be thinking about this scenario. Derek?
Love or
point because she had been to so many doctors and they had done nothing. Right? So this is what we're saying with this story. There's many things that were outside of her control, but there were a few things within her control. And we can see where the focus was. I want us to think again. I know we talked about it before, but what was in her control?
Her belief.
Her belief. Still, she heard of Jesus.
She is determined.
She was determined.
Faith.
She had faith. Okay. So there was a few things in her control. And if we see, most of them are inside her mind. Not even in her body, because her body was weak. So the challenge is this for you and me. Whatever situation you are facing, there is still a window of choice. There is still a... How many things can we not control? Let's talk about relationships. Angie, in a relationship, what can you control? Just wondering. What do you think? Whether or not to be with him.
That's right.
Okay? What else do you control in a relationship? Yolanda.
My actions.
My actions. Pastor John, what can I not control in our relationship?
You control everything.
So lifestyle changes.
Lifestyle changes. That's
those ones we have decisions on.
Yeah. Behavior.
Behavior.
Modification.
Yes.
That's where it comes down to.
Okay. So we're all different. We're all at different seasons of life. But for each one of us, today I want us to go away thinking about that one leverage choice that you can make that will have a domino effect in the rest of your life. For many of us, it's health. For many of us, it's getting out of debt. For many of us, it's going back to school and getting that degree. For others, it's that relationship, walking away from it. For others, it's that relationship, investing more in it. So if there's one thing you can change, just like that woman, one risk you can take, what will it be? That's what I'm asking today. And in our table groups, I have scenarios. And all the scenarios I've chosen are women, because today's Women's Day, Mother's Day.